As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan from Project Life Mastery, and today we're going to talk about the topic of luck. How much does luck play a role in one's success? Now, the reason why this topic came up is recently I was having a conversation with someone who's in a very low place in their life. They're behind on their rent by 3 months and they're about to be evicted. They've been looking for work, applying for different jobs for several months now, and they can't find anything. So they're out of all money, they're about to be evicted, and they're about to become homeless. And so I was trying to help this person. One of the ways I try to help was by sharing with them different ideas, different suggestions, different ways they can make money, different approaches that they could take to get a job, things that I would do if I was in their position. And so I shared with them, look, what you're doing is not working. You've been applying for jobs for several months now. You keep doing what you've always done. You're going to keep getting what you've always gotten. So we got to change your approach. You know, why don't we do something that's different than what you've been doing? Why don't we find companies that you'd want to work for that are suitable for you, that are looking for, you know, they have openings and that you'd be qualified for their work. And let's go above and beyond. Let's be resourceful. Let's be creative. Let's show these companies why you're different than every other candidate. Instead of just throwing an application and throwing a resume, everyone else does that. Why don't we go above and beyond and show them why you'd be a great asset to them? So let's research these companies. Let's look at what their vision is and what their goals are and what their mission statement is. Let's look at their website and their social media. Let's look at what their values are, and let's try to align ourselves with that. And so that you can communicate to them in a way and explain to them, you know, that you are what they're looking for. You're in alignment with their company culture and values, and that here's all the ways that you can contribute to the company. You know, here's all the qualities that you have that you think would make you a great fit. You know, and let's go above and beyond. And when you apply, let's follow up. Let's be persistent. Show them you really want the job. You know, or why don't we look at other ways of making money that you never thought of before? Maybe you could be a freelancer. Maybe you have skills or could develop some skills that could allow you to apply for some remote jobs online. You know, let's go to websites like Upwork.com or Fiverr.com or Freelancer.com. You know, why don't we look at all the jobs available, all the openings and what the market wants? And maybe you could do something you never thought of. Maybe you could apply for a job and do customer support. Maybe you could, you know, be an editor of a blog. You know, maybe you could write articles. Maybe you could do research. Maybe you could do graphic design or video editing or social media posting. Or maybe you could be a community manager. Or maybe you could do translation services. Or maybe you could be a virtual assistant. You know, all these things you could do. Why don't you be flexible in that and try different things? And then I shared different ways you can make money in an online business and all these different ideas that I had for this person. Now, I was hopeful this person, you know, would take massive action with this, but unfortunately, it was met with a lot of resistance. This person had a lot of reasons and excuses and stories and justifications about why none of that would work. You know, I already tried this before and that doesn't work, and Upwork, that's not a great way of making money, you know, and job, you know, companies, they're just not hiring right now. So he had all these reasons and stories about why he would not take advantage of all the things that I'd share with them. You know, I don't have that skill. I'm not qualified for this or that. And so it made me realize okay, this person's not going to take advantage of any of these opportunities that are right there in front of him because he's blinded to it. And the reason why he's blind is that he has limiting beliefs. His psychology, his blueprint, his model of the world, his map of the world is preventing him from taking advantage of the opportunities. So we got to change that. And so this person had a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of stories that he was telling himself again and again and again. And all those stories, all those beliefs were rooted in the past. And so I was trying to help this person with their mindset. I said, look, the past does not equal the future. Just because you failed in the past or just because you tried this and didn't work doesn't mean that it's not going to work today. Right now is a brand new moment, a brand new opportunity, you know, and you got to keep trying. You got to keep taking massive action. And, you know, you just was not seeing it. So I said, look, you know, you got to change your outlook. If you change the way you look at things, then the things that you look at change. If you want things to change, you got to change. If you want things to get better, you got to get better. And so I was trying to help this person, you know, with this and challenge his beliefs and go on and on and on. And eventually this person would just was not ready to change is really what it came down to. No matter what I said, no matter what I shared with them, at the end of the day, you know, you can't help someone change unless they're ready to change. They at least got to meet you halfway. They got to be willing. They have to be willing to have an open mind and be flexible in their belief systems. And this person was closed-minded, fixed in their mindset and their attitude, was very rigid and inflexible with that, and was just not open to the things that I'd share. Have you ever had that before, by the way? Friends, family members in your life that you know you could help, you got ideas for them, suggestions for them, books and resources you can send them, but they're just not ready to receive it. And it really reminded me how everyone has their own journey. Sometimes you got to hit rock bottom in your life before you're ready to change. And it sucks because you don't want to see people suffer. In this person's case, you might have to become homeless. You might have to get to that point where he hits that emotional threshold in his life where he finally is open and willing to let go of his ego and let go of his way of doing things and all these attachments that he has. And he's finally ready to surrender to some help and to receive it. Because otherwise he's drowning and I'm throwing a life raft to him. And I'm saying, take the raft, you're gonna drown. And he's there in the ocean drowning saying, no, thank you. Some people would rather drown, you know, and it might be a while he has to, you know, get to a point where he's truly ready and desperate and he's ready to make that shift. And some people never will, unfortunately. You know, it takes a lot of courage to be honest with yourself and your life, because that's all it takes, by the way, to change your life, is personal honesty. The truth will set you free. It requires you looking yourself in the mirror. Because most people, they look for someone outside of themselves or something outside of themselves to blame. It's because of my boss, or it's because of my parents, or it's because of my landlord, or it's because of this circumstance in my life, or what happened to me in my past. And they're looking for something to blame because it's a way to deflect looking at themselves and taking responsibility. Because if they take responsibility, they have to look at themselves and it makes them feel like they're not enough. And not feeling enough is one of the greatest, deepest fears that all human beings have. And so in many ways, when you blame, the problem with that, even though there might be truth to this person or that happening in your life, there might be some truth to that. It's not the defining factor about why your life is the way it is, because there's many people throughout history, many examples of people that also were screwed over by their boss or had horrible parents or, you know, had this happen to them in their life. And in spite of those conditions and circumstances that in many cases are much worse than what you've gone through or I've gone through, that have been able to turn it around and they've been able to become successful. And all it takes is a role model, an example that shatters your belief system and your paradigm of what you thought things were like in your life. And you see other examples of what's possible. And once you see what's possible, then you're free from that. So personal responsibility is when you look at yourself in the mirror. Responsibility, by the way, means response able. It's your ability to respond. When you take responsibility, you take your power back. You have control. You can actually do something rather than being a victim. So how does this relate to luck? Well, as I was talking to this person, finally they said, well, you just got lucky, Stefan. the way your life, because I was trying to share my story. Look, this is where I was. I went through a rough time and here's the success that I created. Look at my YouTube channel. Look at the, you know, the life that I created, what's possible. I was trying to be that example for him, but he just said, you just got lucky. You got lucky. That's why your life is the way it is. You got a great stroke of luck to have all those things occur for you in your life that way. Me, I got unlucky. You know, I've had all this bad luck in my life, and that's the difference between you and I, because I also tried this and I tried that and it didn't work for me. Now I thought, wow, this person obviously doesn't know my story. They don't know what I've gone through in life. But I really started to think about what they said. And I started really thinking, you know, how much does luck really play a role? How much has it played a role in my life, in your life, or other people that are successful? So now as we dive into this topic, I want to share with you my thoughts on luck. Now, if you were to ask me, Stefan, you know, were you lucky in your life? Did you have a lot of good luck? And how much has that played a role in your life and your success? I would say absolutely. I would say I'm incredibly lucky. I've had an enormous amount of luck show up in my life. And if you allow me a moment, I'd like to explain. I'd like to share some examples from my life. So first and foremost, I would tell you, man, I'm incredibly lucky that I was born in this day and age, in this time in history. I mean, to be born in this day and age where there's been so much innovation. So for example, the invention of the internet occurred in my lifetime. Holy shit, that's incredible luck, because the internet has revolutionized our lives. It's provided access to information that I never otherwise would have had access to. You know, role models and teachers and mentors and courses and programs that the internet's provided for me. An unlimited supply of information I can learn from to turn my life around. You know, before the internet, how would you find role models and examples of people that achieved incredible success? You'd have to go through books and the library, and it was just such a smaller amount of examples that were available. But also, wow, because of the internet, I got access to all the different opportunities that it provides. The internet has revolutionized e-commerce. People can make transactions with people all over the world on the internet. Platforms like Amazon and Facebook and YouTube and Google and social media, all these platforms have emerged that provide opportunity for regular people like you and I to start an online business and become sellers. And we can have customers not just limited in our own local neighborhood. You know, before, if you want to start a store, you got to, you know, get an, you know, commercial real estate and get a lease for a property, and you have to have employees, and you have to ship all your inventory to your warehouse or in your store, and you're only limited to, you know, your customers in your neighborhood. And how do you really market yourself and scale and grow that? You'd have to open many more stores. Whereas today, if I want a store, I can open up an Amazon Seller Central account, and I can sell my product to, you know, everyone everywhere around the world, and I don't need employees, and Amazon can do fulfillment for me, and it's just a totally different game, totally different game. Like, you don't need tens of thousands of dollars to start a business as you previously did. You can start a business with a couple hundred, a couple thousand dollars in some cases. So there's opportunities that are presented and available today that my parents and my grandparents and my great-great-grandparents never had before. So I'm incredibly lucky. What did I do to deserve that? God must really love me. Or maybe there's karma at play. And I don't know, maybe a previous lifetime or something. I don't know. I can't explain it. But that is a tremendous stroke of luck that I don't take for granted. Another thing that I'm incredibly lucky about is the fact that I was born in Canada, a first world developed country, and not everyone has that, especially as I've traveled the world. And many people watching this video, you know, might live in somewhere like Kenya or Tanzania or a third world country somewhere that it's just not the same circumstances that I grew up in. You know, I grew up middle class. You know, my parents went through a bankruptcy and there's times of poverty, but for the most part, you know, I had a pretty good upbringing. I was in a country with great social programs and a good education system. Canada's not perfect, but you know, it's a lot better than many places in the world. And I had good teachers and I learned how to read and how to write and I had friends and, you know, I had many things that were in my favor. I got access to a personal computer when I was young and got access to technology and learning, you know, playing video games and stuff. But just having access to that and learning how to use technology, which, by the way, being exposed to at a young age has been very valuable because, you know, my parents, for example, aren't the most literate when it comes to technology, so I'm grateful for that. I've got lucky in that regard. Or how about the luck of being exposed to different resources? You know, I'm so lucky that at 17 years old, I discovered self-improvement. I discovered Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle and Evan Pagan, David D'Angelo, and all these mentors and people that were just out there in the world. They wrote books, they created courses and videos and seminars, and they were sharing all their life experience and putting it there available for me that I could take advantage of as a 17-year-old. I mean, I've had teachers that, man, that person could save me 10 years of life experience if I am open to receive their information. Things that they've learned that I could benefit from. I don't have to go through my own experience. I could benefit from other people's experiences. So I'm incredibly lucky that that was available to me, because not everybody has that. Not everyone discovers self-development in their life, or not everyone's open to it. Or sometimes people, they don't get exposed to self-development till, or this idea of building an online business until later in life. The fact that I got exposed to it when I was 17 and I had the ability to shape myself and my beliefs and my mindsets before I got to an age where I'm more fixed and kind of stuck in my ways, becomes a lot harder to change the older that you are. Still can change, but you know, it's a lot easier to shape yourself. You're more malleable when you're young than you're older. So, man, I got so lucky there. Or, you know, how about the luck that I had just around the failures and the disappointments and the challenges that occurred in my life? Because I'm able to look back at moments in my life, disappointments and challenges and failures and this not working out, but I can now see from a bird's eye view, as enough time has passed and looked at that and said, wow, because of that happened, I made this choice, or I went in this direction, or I made this move and led me down this path, or I learned this lesson.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
But if I never learned that lesson, man, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'm incredibly lucky for all those experiences as well. Or how about my upbringing with a father who is a very challenging father? A father who, you know, loved his kids, but he was very strict and he was very hard on us, and he made us work at a very young age and was very critical, always pointing out what we're doing wrong and how we're not enough and yelling at us and, you know, making us feel worthless. But because of that experience, then maybe I wouldn't have had the motivation or the drive to improve myself or to make changes or to have the hunger to make my life better. And I wouldn't have had the problems and the insecurities that became my drive and my hunger and my fuel to change my life and turn it around. So looking at that, wow, I'm actually pretty lucky that I had that, because if my life was perfect and easy and comfortable and I had the perfect upbringing and I had no pain, then, you know, maybe I wouldn't have any drive or motivation. Maybe I'd be entitled. Maybe I'd be spoiled. Maybe, you know, I'd just be content with life and not have any hunger or drive to do anything more in my life. And maybe I wouldn't have learned the things I've learned and the things I discovered. Or I think, wow, you know, I'm incredibly lucky that this girl that I liked a lot, you know, I had a crush on her, I was in love with her, she broke my heart. And man, looking back at that, I feel incredibly lucky, because if it worked out with that woman at that time, which is what I really wanted at the time, then it might not have been the best fit for me. It might not have been the best relationship for me. But because it didn't work out, I had to go through this development process, this maturing process as a man, as a human being, which has led me ultimately to attract the woman of my dreams in Tatiana. And man, thank God it didn't work out with that girl. Thank God it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. So that's an incredible stroke of luck. And the fact that I met this incredible woman at this time in my life and this opportunity, everything just came together in that way. It's so beautiful. So I could go on and on and on. Now, ultimately, what is luck? I want to share with you what I think it is in this video and just my perspective on it. I think luck is whatever you make it mean, whatever you make it to be for you in your life. That luck is ultimately a belief. It's a meaning that we associate to events in our life. That if we have something go our way, the way we want it to go, then we say, that is great luck. That's great fortune coming my way. If it's unexpected and goes above and beyond that what we imagined, then that's incredible luck. I'm very lucky. On the other hand, bad luck is any event or occurrence in our life that does not happen or go the way we want it to. It's unexpected, maybe something tragic occurs, something totally unexpected occurs that's unjust, and we look at that and we say, man, that is bad luck. Now, the problem with that ideology is that when you look at the events from your life and you label them as luck, or you're allowing something like luck, which is something that you don't have control over, to define your life, your success, the results you have in your life or don't have in your life, the problem with that is that you don't have control over it. So you're actually almost a victim in life. And I really started to dissect why that person said, oh, you're just lucky, and why he has that attitude and that mindset and that belief system. And I've also heard that from other times as well. For example, people have said to Tatiana and say, oh, you just got lucky because you met Stefan. You know, you met someone that already had an online business, and that's why you're successful, is because of that. Really, what someone's saying when they do that is, you are successful because of this phenomena called luck, but I'm not, because I don't have that. You know, you just got lucky. The roll of the dice was in your favor and not in mine. And that's the reason they're using to justify why they're not successful. When they see other people successful, they look at something outside of themselves. Because it doesn't feel good to look at yourself and say, I'm responsible, I'm the reason why I'm not a success. So it's giving up their control. It's not taking responsibility in their life. And it might be true, yes, maybe that person did get some luck or some good fortune. But that's not the reason why you're not successful. You can also be successful as well if you take control of your life and your psychology and your mindset, and you make changes, you know, and you keep going, you keep taking massive action. So the idea of luck is actually not a very empowering belief. It's not an empowering way to look at things. So what I want to do is offer you the way I look at things, because I never look at, really consider luck that much as a factor. I believe that luck is when hard work and preparation meets opportunity. I believe that you and I create our own luck. We create it. And the way that we create it is by our efforts, the decisions that we make in our lives. In fact, I believe that the harder that I work, the luckier that I get. The harder that I work, the luckier that I get. Now, isn't that true? Think about it. In your life, if you worked incredibly hard and you kept going and going and going, and even if you failed, even if it didn't work out, you were persistent. You just kept going. That when life puts a wall in front of you, you're going to smack the wall. You're going to find a way around the wall, over the wall, under the wall. You're going to break through the wall. You're going to find a way past that wall. If you had that kind of mindset, that kind of attitude, that kind of resourcefulness, It doesn't mean you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. It means that you're flexible, you're adaptable. You try this, and if that doesn't work, you try this. 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 You keep going until. Now, if you had that mindset, then don't you agree that you'd have some good luck in your favor? If you're a farmer and you plant seeds, you plant your crop, and then the weather comes by, hail, a hailstorm, and it wipes out your entire crop, are you going to sit there and say, oh my God, that was just bad luck. I failed. I'm a disappointment. Oh, that other farmer over there, they got lucky. They didn't have that hailstorm. That's why they've got a great farm and I don't. Or if you keep planting your crop again and again and again, then eventually will your crop grow? Will everything sprout? Will you have a great farm just as everyone else does? The answer is of course. Of course. So you ultimately, at the end of the day, you create your own luck. You know, by your efforts, by your decisions. You have control over your life. You can create whatever kind of life and circumstances that you want in your life. You have that power. You are the creator of your life. You are the one that can make it happen. It's not all these invisible outside forces that you don't have control over. Yes, that can, yes, timing and synchronicities and God, all these things do play a role tremendously, I believe. But I don't ever allow that to be the defining reason or factor of why things can't be the way that I want them to be. So that's the mindset. That's the attitude that I take on. So let me share with you another story. It's an old Chinese parable about a farmer. The farmer has these horses, and these horses run away. And the neighbors come to the farmer and say, oh my gosh, what bad luck. Horrible luck. You know, you had your horses run away, now they're gone. And the farmer just sat there and responded, maybe. Now, sure enough, what happened is a few days later, the horse came back, the two horses, and brought with them six additional horses. So he now had eight horses, and the neighbors came in and said, oh my gosh, you're so lucky. Wow, you had two horses, now you have eight? What great fortune, what great luck. And the farmer sat there and said, maybe. Now, one of his sons was trying to break the horse. And so he was riding the horse and he fell off and he broke his leg. And all the neighbors came and said, oh my gosh, this horrible luck. You know, your poor son, he's broken his leg. And the farmer sat there and said, maybe. And the next day, the military is coming by to recruit soldiers for the army, for the war. And they came by and they saw the son and they dismissed the son because he had a broken leg. And so they couldn't take the son. So the son didn't have to go and partake in the army. And the neighbors came by and said, wow, what great luck. Your son doesn't have to go in the army. And the farmer sat there and said, maybe. And the story goes on and on and on. And the moral of the story is that you can never prejudge the events of your life. See, what you got to understand is not the events that control your life. It's the meaning that you associate to those events. Nothing in life has any meaning except the meaning that you give it. And so, haven't you had moments from your life, in your past, that at the time it was a horrific moment, it was a painful moment, you'd never want to go through it again, but now, 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, you can look back at that event and be like, oh my gosh, that was actually a gift. That was a blessing in my life. Because of that event, it led me to go to this university, or maybe learn this skill, or maybe read this book, or maybe meet this person. You know, you can see all the good that occurred from that event. And now that event is no longer a tragic event. It's no longer a negative event. It's a positive event. All you're doing is changing the meaning, the way you interpret the events from your life. So we all have events like that. And that's why you can't judge the events of your life too soon. I believe that every event in your life can be a gift. If you look at it that way, because every event of your life is occurring to benefit you in some way. In fact, the way that I always make every event in my life a positive event, a positive meaning, is I ask myself this question, how can I utilize this? How can I use this? It's the power of utilization. How can I use this in my life? How can I use this to my advantage? How can I use this to make me stronger? How can I use this to make me grow? How can I use this so I can help other people? How can I use this to be a better father? How can I use this to be a better leader in this world? You know, how can I use this to make this sort of impact or whatever it is? I just find a way to make every event in my life into a positive one. And if you do that, then every experience in life can actually become a gift. And you can really take charge and take control of your life and make it the way you want it to be. So, to conclude this video, I believe that you create your own luck. That the harder that you work, the luckier you get. And that luck is really when hard work preparation meets opportunity. That if you can keep working hard, keep preparing yourself, and an opportunity arises, you can take advantage of it, and that's where the luck occurs. Most people think that, you know, success is just something that falls in people's laps. You know, it's like winning the lottery. You know, you hit the jackpot or something like that. And maybe for some people, it is that way. But for most people, it's not. For most people, they have to keep going and going and going and going. But it's their attitude, their mindset that allows them to keep going. Versus giving up is an attitude and a mindset as well. So we have that choice. And you can create whatever you want for your life as long as you make that adjustment in your psyche, in your psychology, and keep going until. You know, I remember sometimes, I'm a sports fan, so I love basketball and hockey and different sports. And, you know, one debate that always occurs is around the GOAT, the greatest of all time, you know, in basketball and hockey and football and all this. And so, you know, the old school people in the older eras often say, oh, well, you know, LeBron James, you know, he wouldn't be as good as he is if he was playing in the 80s. Or Steph Curry, he wouldn't be as good as he is if he was playing in the 80s. Or Wayne Gretzky, you know, if Wayne Gretzky was playing in today's game, man, Wayne Gretzky, you know, he would not be as good today. He wouldn't be the greatest of all time. Or Shaquille O'Neal, you know, if he was playing, you know, in this modern era with a three-point shot and the stretch, you know, centers and all that, he would not succeed or be at the same level. Now, there might be truth to that. I don't know. But I like to think that when someone has a certain attitude and mindset and psychology, like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Steph Curry, these greats, they would adapt to any era that they're in. That, you know, they, guys from the 80s, if they had today's technology or that the game was played this way, they would have practiced the three-point shot more. They would have had better, you know, nutritionists and technology and biohacking and all this. Wayne Gretzky would have bulked up. Wayne Gretzky would have modified and adapted his game, and he would still be great in this era. And great players, great psychologies, great mindsets can be successful in any time. Like, for example, myself, not to, you know, toot my own horn too much, I think I've got a pretty great mindset. Would I have been as successful in this, as I am today in this modern day and age with technology and everything, if I was born, 50 years ago, 100 years ago? I don't know, probably not to the same extent. But I think with this mindset, this psychology, I would be successful, but it would just be in a different form. It would look differently. Same thing with Tatiana. Tatiana was destined for success regardless of whether or not she met me or not. You know, because of her psychology, her mindset, being open-minded, being flexible, having a growth mentality. You know, it might have been a different career. It might have been in university. It might have been a different circumstance. But that's why 80% of your success in life is right here. Psychology. So master this, you master your entire life. So I'm going to leave you with that. I want to thank you so much for watching. If this moved you, inspired you, helped you in some shape or way or form, leave a comment, like this video, subscribe for more. If you're looking for opportunities, they're there. The opportunities are there. I share them. I've got courses. I've got programs. I've got links and resources on my website, on my YouTube channel, in the description. They're there. They're available for you. They're waiting for you to take advantage of them. And they all work, but they only work if you work, if you have that psychology and that mindset. So if you want to change your life, the opportunities are there for you. But it's not unless you change this, that you utilize them and that you take advantage of them. And obviously there are many people that are, and that's why there's, you know, having success. And there's obviously many, many, many more people that don't. And that's why they're staying exactly where they are. It's all the choice that we have. So I'll leave you with that. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys again in another video. Take care.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.